The following audio recording is brought to you by Duchin Productions, broadcast, corporate, and web video production services. Feel free to contact us at 781-334-5068 or visit us on the web at www.duchinproductions.com. That's D-U-C-H-I-N productions with an S dot com.
Good morning. Thank you all for being here this morning and not pulling the covers over your head and say, why would I want to get up today and go out on this miserable day? So, first question I have is there anyone who is just starting to have a home office? Okay. All right. What I'm going to do is I have a few things. I'm passing around a sheet of paper that has five things on it that I think you should think about in terms of organizing your home office. On the same sheet at the bottom, it says, organizing is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Action plan for organizing your home office. The top three priorities. And that's why it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Because if you have a laundry list of 20 things you want to do, they will not get done, and you will feel very frustrated. So if you prioritize the top three, that will help you move along with this process. So the first thing is to decide what furniture, equipment, and technology you will need. If you have to order things ahead, be sure you order them with enough lead time so you have them when you want them. And be aware of the fact that when you look at catalogs and you see office furniture, and you see, a lot of people have home offices think, wouldn't it be lovely to have a glass desk? And they look beautiful in the pictures. The only thing that you don't see in the pictures is that people generally end up with papers in their office. They also end up with DVDs, CDs, etc., and those things all need a home. Otherwise, you create clutter in your office. And what you see in those pictures is something that was taken for a photo shoot. Doesn't happen in the real world. So don't be surprised if your office doesn't look like that, because unless you have a very unsuccessful business and nothing is happening, hopefully you will have more going on in your office than that. So be aware of that when you pick things out. Be sure that you have the electrical work and the lighting that's adequate. A lot of us choose areas in our home that we use for other purposes. They don't have adequate lighting. So think about that. Think about the way the lighting is in that room so that it doesn't shine off of your computer screen, etc. That's important to think about. And also, if you have a particular space, and that's the space you need to have work for you, you can make it work. Some of you have probably talked to people who tell you that if you don't have your desk facing the right way with feng shui, you will never make it in this world. No. Well, I can tell you that there's nothing in my office that is feng shui, but I've survived for 25 years, so I must be doing something right in that space. And it also is downstairs in my home in a room that used to be a playroom that does not have any windows, but it works for me because I make it work. And most of the time, I'm not there. My work is really where my clients are. So you have to think about when you have your home office, what do you actually do in that room? What do you need in that room to make life easier for you? And to organize things in that space so that it's easiest for you to do what you need to do. One of the people that I had worked with in her home actually had a cosmetic company. Her husband was a chemist, and they created their own cosmetic line. And she needed an area so that she could set things up when they needed to be shipped. So we actually organized a whole area in one of her rooms that was the shipping area so that there was an assembly line of the different things you had to do in order to send that out, and everything was in a place where it needed to be. You don't need a big office that's custom designed by California Closets, or you don't need to move in a new house that has a room that's specifically your office in order to make it work for you. You have to figure out what you need in that space so that you're comfortable there, because what works for somebody else may be something you would not be comfortable at all. So those things are important to think about. Organizing your desk and your work area so you can reach for things. It's important that the things you use the most often is convenient to you. I have a two-drawer lateral file that is directly behind my desk so that all I have to do is turn around and I can put things in the files. If you have to get up and walk across the room, or in a lot of instances, people keep their files in a different room, you're not going to get your filing done because it's going to become another chore to go into that other space to do it. So you have to have things set up as conveniently as possible. And also, if you're a person who needs to see things to remember to do them, you have to make sure that you use the organizing products that are out there that are designed to accommodate that. I highly recommend desktop action files for people, for things that you have to remember to pay attention to that week, or for folders so that you take the steps in a sales process, for instance, for what you need to do when you know where they are. If they're color-coded, those colors begin to mean something to you, and they're a lot more fun. And I'm going to talk about that in a couple of minutes, color coding. Determining where you will store supplies. I can't tell you how many people I go to their home offices, and their supplies are sitting in a corner on the floor because no one's thought about where they should go. If you're using bookshelves or shelves in a closet for supplies, make sure that you buy something to put the little tiny things in, because otherwise you're not even going to know what's there. You're going to end up buying things that you already have because you can't see them. And the product that's the best for that is a product called Space Savers that they have at Staples. Unfortunately, you won't see it on the shelf in the store because Staples now loves to promote their own products. So when it's made by somebody else, they're not giving it as much shelf space as they did. But you can probably find them online on the Staples website or other office supply websites. They're see-through containers that come in different sizes. They have like a 6-inch cube that's clear plastic. And they also have an insert for that that crisscrosses so that if you have markers in different colors, you can actually see how many you have of each color. And you know exactly what you have. So it's important to have the right supplies. People will say to me, well, I don't want to spend the money. I can't afford to do that. In a lot of instances, they're spending more money because they're buying things that they already have on the shelf because they can't see that they have them. Also, in-out trays that they have for offices, I don't recommend for in-out papers, but they're great for subdividing things on shelves in a closet. Because if you have different colors of file folders that you want, or different kinds of paper you use for your computer, if they're in the in-out boxes, they're easily separated. You don't have to take out one box, take the cover off, move it, etc. All of those things take time. We're all very busy. You don't have time to do that. You want to use that time to do other things that are more productive for your business. Creating a paper flow in filing systems is really important. And one of the reasons people hate to file is that they used to use those drab, standard army green file folders. Well, finally, well, Pendaflex has caught up with it for a long time. These are examples of some of the this is one of the colors that I have with me all the time. These interior folders are something new now that they have at Staples, and there is a fabulous website called CJ and Work that has a lot of very colorful products. I always carry 11 colors of file folders with me because I set up color-coded systems for a lot of people. They're much more fun to use. The colors begin to mean things. For instance, if you use bright green for finances, hopefully you'll be filling this with lots of profitable papers. And they're just much more fun to use. They even, these clips, these are the late, you know, they're really fun to use. They're not like the 1-inch paper clips. They're about the size of your thumbnail that accountants like to use because they weren't very expensive. Excuse me. They are a pain in the neck to handle. If you don't want to go this far, at least buy jumbo paper clips. They're much easier to handle. You don't lose them all over the place, and it's really worth the investment. So it's important to think about that. The other thing is there are so many different things, and part of being organized is having the right products. You know, everyone's talking about this new policy here to wear your name tags. Well, I always keep my name tag in the same place. I happen to get a piece of jewelry in this little clear bag, but it's great because it fits in the drawer where I keep my business cards. I always know exactly where it is. And when it's not in that drawer, it's in one of the pockets in my purse, so I can easily pull it out if I'm in a networking event, so I don't forget to wear my name tag. And incidentally, you can have your own customized name tag for your business very inexpensively, $13 at Staples, and it has my own logo on it. So the other thing, there are so many different places now that you can get office supplies. The Container Store has a lot of office products. They're having their shelf sale now, so if you want to outfit your office with new shelves, I believe it's until October 18th, they're having a sale. If you go to my website, organizationplus.com, on the recommended organizing page, there's a direct link to the Container Store, and you can order whatever you need from there. The company CB2, I don't know if any of you get this catalog. It's actually a division of Crate and Barrel, and they have a lot of organizing products. This is an example of one of the home offices that they show. A lot of their things are very colorful. You're welcome to look at these afterwards. Again, remember, you don't see things out of place in these pictures. So think about what's going to work for you. And if you decide that you want all these lovely little boxes that have covers on them, think about whether you want to take the covers off every time you want to get at something. And think about whether or not you'll remember what's in them if you don't have them labeled. One of the best companies for the cream of the crop organizing products is the Ultimate Office. Their website is ULT, I think it's ultoffice.com, I believe. You can check with me afterwards. They have the best whiteboards available so that if you want to schedule people that are working for you or you want to schedule things that you're working on. I recently bought myself a whiteboard because I've been suggesting them to so many other people. I decided it was time to walk my talk. And it's great because what I have on it are the three top priorities that I have to focus on so that it helps me remember what I have to do and what is important when I'm sitting there in my sea of email that is zapping my time. I can look up at my whiteboard and say, what should I really be doing? So it's a great place to have it. Also, there are more products that are coming out that are environmentally friendly. The new Essex office, which is at Cummings Center, actually has two catalogs. They have their regular catalog and this catalog, which is specifically for environmentally friendly products. And on my newsletter, which is free, I'm going to start featuring products of the month that are environmentally friendly. And I'm meeting, actually, with the president of New Essex office this morning and hoping to start an alliance with them. So we will be linked on each other's websites. So those are some of the other things. Other things that are really valuable to have in your office, highlighters. I'm sure you've all used them, okay? When you get mail and there's something on that mail that you want to remember, highlight the things that are most important. So the next time you pick it up, you don't have to reread the whole thing. Highlighters are also very valuable when you get a newsletter and there's something you want to go back to and read in it. If you get a trade association magazine and you look in the table of contents and there's something that you want to read, highlight what you want to read in that magazine. The next time you pick it up, you'll know exactly why you saved it. The other product that's my favorite are these Post-its. They come in all different colors. I personally like the yellow ones the best. I give them to all of my new clients as a gift. And you can write on them with a pen or a pencil. If you put them on a piece of paper, when you take it off, it does not tear the piece of paper. They're great to, again, mark things in magazines that you want to get back to so you'll know why you saved the magazine. They're also good if you're in the middle of reading a report and the phone rings and you pick it up. If you have these right in front of you, you can put one where you left off and you'll know exactly where you left off to go back to it. when you want to get back to it. So those are a couple of the products that I find that are very convenient to use. Okay, I think I'm going to open this up now to questions, because it's more important that I answer questions you may have than you just hear me talk. So, yes.
Liz. Sorry,
me. Sorry.
Okay, let's go.
As you can imagine, organizing is very near and dear to my heart. One of my clients, every time I asked her to go get something, a new client, she went in another room and brought it back, went in another room, brought it back. I finally said, what is in this giant four-drawer file cabinet? All of her scrapbooking stuff. Just because it's always been done that way doesn't mean you should continue to do it that way. And so many of my clients have been really thrilled with working with Nancy, and you just set us up to succeed. So
thank you.
She can set you up to succeed.
Jay?
I just want to interrupt, Nancy, if you could repeat the questions for the recording. We're trying to record this and make it available for people who may have missed it or are interested, want to listen to the content again. So if you just rephrase the question. Although when it's a testimonial, you will have to make it up.
I don't have to rephrase it, right? But I will say, for the benefit of those of you who were listening, that what Liz talked about was that somebody in their office always went into a different room to get what they needed because the scrapbooking materials were in their business files as opposed to their business papers. So it's important to have things in your home office that you use in that room and not have a lot of things there that were used for other purposes. Yes. Charlene.
Oh, I had a question. When you're working on I'm a multitasker, so I might be having five different clients' information out, and then all of a sudden a phone rings, and I can't find stuff because I'm multitasking. Small office space, so there's not another work table that I can put in there. What would you recommend?
What I would recommend is that you have hanging file folders in a desk. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. The problem is that when you're working on multiple projects, what do you do so that they don't get mixed one on top of the other? And my suggestion is that you set up an action file where you have a hanging file folder for each project so that you can just pull that out when you need it. Because otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to be working on a folder or a project for client XYZ, and client ABC's papers are going to get lost in it, and you're going to spend a lot of time looking for them. So,
to follow up on what Liz said about the client who had the scrapbooking in her home office, there goes a tax deduction because it has to be 100% business use. So
thank you for saying that, because another thing that's important for you to do is set up a file for your tax receipts so that you have them, and you have them by category so that it's easy for you to find them when you need them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You sort of know my office, but I have an office that has accumulated so many papers from so many different places. There are piles all over the place, and I get totally overwhelmed, and it's hard to even get started. And I don't know if you have a strategy that you would suggest for dealing with this.
Me too.
The problem is that she has a lot of papers all over her office that are from different projects she was working on, etc. And sometimes they're from a different time in your life.
Yes.
So one of the things you want to think about is what is the most important thing that you're working on right now? And you want those papers organized so that you can focus on those. And as far as the other papers that have accumulated, they did not get there overnight. They're not going to disappear overnight. So what you need to do is work on them piecemeal. Set a timer for 15 minutes. You would be amazed what you can do in 15 minutes if you don't let other things interrupt it. When you're doing it, shut off your email. You don't have to answer the email the second it comes in, because if you were out working with a customer or a client, you wouldn't be in front of your email screen. Guess what? And maybe you'd have your BlackBerry on if you're allowing that to interrupt the attention you're giving that customer or that client. But you don't have to answer that every second that it comes in. Okay. Any other? Yes.
I don't have a question. I have a statement. I used to design closets for the Container Store, which also means office walls, that kind of thing. So, hello.
That's a great store, but when you go in, know what you, I mean, have an idea what you're looking for, because you can get very overwhelmed there. And so one of the things that I've found is that my clients have spent hundreds of dollars on products that do not work for them. And so I do product research for people. I will actually search for a product that's right for them, email the page so they'll know exactly where they can get it, or they can order it online. And that saves them a lot of time. Yesterday, I was in an office where they had moved their office out of their home to a beautiful office space. And they did what most people do. They wanted to move it as fast as possible. So all of the outdated catalogs that were in his old office got moved to his new office. And guess what they were in? Bigger, bigger, biggest Rubbermaid bins, because people think they're wonderful. All they create is a black hole. So you put a pile of stuff in it, you don't even know what you have. So I do not recommend them, because for most things, unless you have something that's very bulky that needs something that size, there are a lot of organizing products that are much better. And if you are moving, even if it's from one room to another in your house, get rid of the clutter before you move. And particularly if you're moving from one house to another or to an office, it will cost you a lot less in moving if you get rid of the clutter before you move instead of taking it with you.
Nancy came over to my office and she did a wonderful job in making some order out of the chaos. Although I do have a problem with her. She didn't give me one of those yellow free stickers.
Be my guest.
Thank you. But I do have a question. I get a great deal of phone calls, and it's, the emails are relatively easy because they're already booked. But when you get phone calls from your voicemail on your cell phone and on your office phones coming in, do you have a system in terms of dealing with them? That some of them get written down into memo books, but it gets very confusing.
The best system is to have a phone message book with a carbonless carbon like they use in offices. And people will say to me, well, the message is too long. I can't fit it into that little space. Well, hello, all you need to do is write further down on the piece of paper. And if it takes up two sections, it's okay. But the and the greatest benefit is that if you lose that piece of paper, you always have the carbon. So you don't have to spend hours looking for it. And if you want to take that piece of paper and put it in that customer or that client's folder, it can go right there. And don't, the last place to put messages or phone numbers is on Post-its. Because you will end up in a sea of Post-its, and you will look at it 3 months later, and you will see a phone number, and you won't have a clue whose it is, because you wrote down the number, but you didn't write down the person's name. Or if you wrote down the name, you have no idea what they did, because that's not on the piece of paper also. And that's when people my age and older stop blaming themselves that maybe they're getting Alzheimer's. Well, they're really not. They're just not putting down enough information to remember things.
Nancy, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the most dramatic change you've been involved in before and after. I'm intrigued. Come
on. In terms of... I have to tell you, the question was, are they in this room, the most dramatic change I've ever seen? Number one, the most important thing in my business is to respect a client's confidentiality. So when my webmaster tells me I need more before and after pictures, it's only if the client has given permission. And we always protect the innocent. In terms of the most dramatic, I guess I don't think of it more that way. It's more in terms of how can I help that person feel more in control of their life. So I'll tell you about one of the more interesting clients I'm working with. He was referred to me by an ADD coach. He is a highly successful attorney in Boston. When I sit in his office, if I could open the window on the 31st floor, I could touch the custom house clock. So this gives you an idea of what kind of an office he's in, okay? However, his paperwork was another story. And he had a notebook where he wrote things down on little white labels, like Avery labels. He would put them on a piece of, on a lined piece of paper, and he would have all these little labels all over the place. Then he had another list where he wrote down everything he thought he should do. Then he had another calendar that he wanted to see because people who have ADD are very visual. And he also had a BlackBerry. And then he had Outlook on his computer because that's what they used in the office. Well, one of the things that we did was I knew that there was no way it was going to work for this person to take away all of the paper. So one of the things that I did was I talked about what kind of a planner would be best for him. He also told me that he had an issue with managing his time, that he didn't get to do things that were really important. So one of the things that we had to do was find a planner that was going to work for him. And so I did research online and found a planner for him that showed the days of the week vertically with the increments from like 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night so we could really see where his time was going. However, this particular planner also had a place in the bottom for phone calls to make, etc. And that's where he was supposed to put the most important things he had to do on that day. Because what was happening was he had this long laundry list of what he was going to do that day. There was no way it was going to happen. And then another thing we worked on with him was what was in his briefcase that he took home every day. Because he took all these things home in this briefcase that was actually starting to be a problem in terms of his shoulder and his back because it was so heavy. And basically, when we talked about how much time do you really work on office things at home in the evening, we concluded that it was about an hour. Well, there was no way in the world he was going to do those things in an hour. So we talked about what kinds of things can you do in small amounts of time, what kinds of things can you do if you're taking public transportation to and from the office. That's a great place to look over newsletters and things like that. And we actually set up some folders so that there were things that he thought of during the day that he wanted to discuss with his wife. Those went in one folder. And we put some clear string envelopes in there that he could keep papers in so that it was organized and he could see what was in it. Because if you just stick a stash of papers in a briefcase, it's like having another pile of papers on the floor. It doesn't work. And this has really helped him in order to be able to see his time better. We also brought his assistant in and talked about the systems that we were changing in his office. A lot of the paper that was there, that had been, some of it had been there for 2 years, we talked about what publications are now available online. What has changed from what you thought you had to save 15 or 20 years ago to what you can find online now, so you don't have to save all of those papers, which also reduces the amount of filing space you need. They have very good scanning capabilities in that office, so certain articles that he was saving are now being scanned and categorized so he can find them when he's looking for something on that particular subject. So probably one of the most helpful things I do with people is help them think through what do you need to do to be able to use this material to have it work for you? What are you going to think about? And they just don't take the time to focus on organizing otherwise, or they're so overwhelmed they don't know where to begin. So it really gives them a jump start, and then once they can see the system, most of them can maintain it. Okay. I was told I have 1 minute left. So is there any other burning question? Yes.
What do you do with all the wonderful handouts we get here every Friday morning?
What do I do with all the wonderful handouts? Okay, I'll tell you what I do with them. If they have to do with something that I am going to be doing something with myself, for instance, if it's a marketing idea, they go into a marketing ideas file. If it's something that I know I'm never going to, that it's good for a client, I send it to the client. Otherwise, if it's something I'm never going to use again, and sometimes I don't even take them home, depending on whether or not I'm going to use it or not. Because all it does, it's another thing to take into your office. I went to something last week, and they passed out these cute little promotional items. I said, thank you anyway. I don't need another piece of clutter on my desk. And that's the other thing. Make sure that what's on your desk is what you need to work on. Because all of the other things are distractions, you can't focus as well, and therefore you can't get as much done in a short period of time. Thank you.